You're listening to the RadioAntenna.com.
Because, in a set of three with Elton John, Crystal and Sade, the sweetest taboo, 28 past 8, Builders Labourers are all fairly nonplussed over their three-year layoff. It's been an eventful week for the BLF. Gary and Trish have more on that coming up next in the 8:30 Fox Report.
The Fox and HSV7 proudly bring you a very special simulcast.
You know you make me want...
Shout, shout. The Johnny O'Keefe story.
Never believe your own publicity, but believe Lee Gordon. You're a star, Don.
Move, baby, move!
Tune into the Fox and Channel 7 for...
You know you make me want
to... Tonight at 8:30.
She's My Baby has already sold over 100,000 copies.
Well, I can't do nothing when the blues like...
I really love America. I'm happy to say the thing is mutual.
Relive the beginning of Australian rock and roll with the Johnny O'Keefe story. Shout, shout. The shout, 7 shout, and the Fox. Shout.
King Billy announces a guarantee that really means something. Buy from Billy Guyatt's Discount City and he will guarantee Victoria's lowest prices or refund the difference in cash. For more details and conclusive proof of King Billy's low prices, pick up a copy of today's Herald. Inside, you'll find the latest Billy Guyatt's Discount City furniture and bedding catalogue, complete with a four-page microwave lift-out. For guaranteed lowest prices, remember...
King Billy won't let you down.
Luomo's end of summer sale is finishing this week. And to clear our range of gentlemen's clothes totally, we've reduced all our garments to half price. This is your one and only opportunity to purchase the finest European suits, classic sports jackets, business shirts, silk ties, and superbly crafted Italian footwear, all for half price. Luomo, the gentleman's clothiers, 738 Burke Road, Camberwell.
Snow's all the go with Ski High Holidays in New Zealand. You can ski in the Southern Hemisphere's premier ski resort, Queenstown's Coronet Peak, or the newly developed resort, The Remarkables. You can have 8 days from $796, including trans-Tasman airfares, accommodation and all transport within New Zealand, plus 5 days of lift passes and 4 skiing lessons. You could be on a plane and skiing in New Zealand this season. Ski High Holidays from the New Zealand Tourist Office, 330 Collins Street, Melbourne. It's the snow where fun skiers go.
Tonight on Channel 10, time is running out for the city of seduction and sin.
Don't you dare to presume to judge me, my girl.
One whore should never judge another.
It was a city where anything could be bought and sold, and life was led like there was no tomorrow. It was Pompeii, and these were her last days. A truly international cast, including Laurence Olivier, Leslie Ann Down, and Franco Nero, recreate the last heartbeat of a doomed civilization. The glory that was Rome turns to ashes in the last days of Pompeii, rated PGR, concludes 8:30 tonight on Channel 10.
It's 8:30, Melbourne's Fox FM. Well, another beautiful autumn morning, Rob. Already up to 14 degrees.
Yes, delightful, Mark. Sunshine and light winds. We're going for a top of 20 degrees.
Gary, another twist in the BLF deregulation saga.
Yes, builders aren't all that rapt about the three-year provision in legislation banning the BLF. The Master Builders Association says they believe the government was going to eradicate the country of its power once and for all. The MBA says it will now be possible for the rogue union to reorganise itself after just 3 years in the industrial wilderness. However, Industrial Relations Minister Ralph Willis says the BLF will face enormous hurdles to become re-registered.
Also in Canberra, Defence Minister Kim Beazley has ruled out Australian participation in the US Star Wars project. He said no on talks on funding research in the space-based weapons system. The emergency in the Snowy Mountains, Gary, is nearly under control.
Yes, fire crews have flooded a ski tunnel which links a number of resorts on the mountain in the hope of containing the blaze, which is still burning out of control. The fire sparked a lethal gas leak. However, early this morning, winds cleared the air over the fire scene. At the height of the scare, nearly 200 residents were evacuated. Authorities have closed off the mountain and hope to have the fire contained by lunchtime.
Oil industry workers around the nation will stop work this morning as a long-running superannuation row comes to a head. It's already seen hundreds of workers in Melbourne and Brisbane walk off the job. They're concerned that Mobil is delaying talks on improvements in the company's super scheme.
A gunman who held police at bay in Adelaide for more than 10 hours will face court this morning. South Australia's specially trained Star Force police were called to the mining town of Whyalla yesterday, where the man was holed up. He's been charged with assault and a number of firearm offences. No one was hurt in the shootout.
World news, and a massive car bomb has exploded in Beirut, killing at least 10 people. The device went off outside President Amin Jamal's Falange party headquarters. Police say many of the casualties were bank workers buried in the rubble of two collapsed buildings.
To sport, and Paul, Australia's Greg Norman pretty well ranked in the world golf rankings.
He certainly is, Gary. Norman is listed sixth in the world in a new golf rating system devised by Mark McCormack's International Marketing Group. Called the Sony World Rankings, they're based on results from the eight major golf circuits around the world. West Germany's Bernhard Langer heads the list, followed by Seve Ballesteros, Sandy Lyle, Americans Tom Watson and Mark O'Meara, and Greg Norman. In hockey, Australia has drawn 2-2 with Britain in the Champions Trophy tournament in Pakistan, and in the World Junior Squash titles in Brisbane, tournament top seed Jan Sir Khan of Pakistan will play West Germany's number one Jochen Arndt in the fourth round tonight. Australia's hope for the title, Rodney Isles, will also play his fourth round match tonight against fellow Aussie Stephen Martin. To Melbourne's weather now, and Rob, it's looking pretty good already.
Yes, clearing conditions again today, Paul. Most of the rainfall came overnight as drizzle with that weak change. The early low clouds breaking up already on the bays of south to southeasterly, 10 or 15 knots, slight to choppy seas. That'll keep our temperatures down today, but that wind will moderate and tend northerly by tonight. The sky will continue to clear, so maybe a good night to see Halley's Comet again. Tomorrow, a fine day, slightly warmer with sunshine and a light northerly. 23 degrees or so before an afternoon sea breeze. Then Friday, some early drizzle clearing again after the next week overnight change. A cool day, less than 20. Saturday, fine and mild, about 20 degrees. But Melbourne today, becoming fine, sunshine developing. Expected top 20 degrees.
At 27 to 9, it's 15 degrees at the Fox.
TheRadioAntenna.com